For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Housing programs that serve rural folks face deep cuts or elimination in a draft 2026 federal budget. The Daily Yonder's Joe Belden says the GOP plan ends USDA housing vouchers and Section 502 home loans, which are generally repaid and have helped low-income folks buy homes for three-quarters of a century.
Over the years, that program has helped over 2 million families become homeowners. This budget proposes totally.
HUD rental assistance would be halved, and aid to folks building or rehabbing homes terminated. Rural development would be moved and probably reduced. Belden says rental assistance and help for people with disabilities was cut 8 years ago, but not
this
like this.
This budget is of another order in the eliminations and zeroing out of programs.
The White House says reducing discretionary spending is needed to cut the deficit. The budget's increases to defense dwarf the savings in housing, and it also would extend tax cuts that mostly go to the wealthy. Independent medical practices are getting rarer in rural America. A new analysis by the Physicians Advocacy Institute says over 5 years, the number of independent rural physicians fell by more than 40%. The Midwest and Northeast saw the most, with 10 states losing more than half. In all, the Institute's Kelly Kenny says the rural U.S. lost 1 in 10 doctor's offices.
We know that rural areas lost 2,500 physicians outright. We know that 3,300 medical practices closed.
The more than 7,000 practices either closed or were acquired by big entities. Then, Kenny says, market forces can leave rural communities underserved.
They tend to consolidate with other like practices, and then they will cut where things aren't profitable.
For centuries, community irrigation ditches have brought water out of the mountains to the high desert of Taos County, New Mexico. Alana Newman visited.
Carlos Arguello is a commissioner for his Taos County acequia, which has irrigated fields since the late 17th century. As an elected manager, Arguello is charged with keeping the ditch flowing for everyone.
The governance of the acequias is the longest historical practice of democracy in the U.S.
Every spring, the neighbors gather to clean out the ditches together before the water starts to flow. Arguello says maintaining and using the acequias has been a northern New Mexico way of life for generations.
It's part of the what we call around here querencia, the love of land, the love of heritage, the love of place.
I'm Ilana Newman.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.